Coming up on TMSPM, the devil went down to one knee.
From Chipotle to supermodel in 10 days.
It was just a little weed.
Try the taco.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMSPM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMSPM. It is the PM edition of the show for Thursday, September 28th, 2017. It's 2 o'clock, right on the dot.
That's right.
Starting right on time with me and Brian.
Yes, we are.
How are you, Brian? How was your day?
Good. I worked on something fun for the PeteRose.com website, which you can't see on the PeteRose.com website yet, but you will soon.
Mm. Is it a way for me to gamble through a web interface?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, just making sure you
know. That's illegal, Scott. You can't do that.
No, that's true. That is legal. Well, that's fun for you. I didn't get a whole lot done except my daughter came by to pick her dog up. And we talked for a bunch of time, and she's trying to figure out a way to get an inexpensive gaming PC for her husband, and I'm trying to help her figure that out. So that took way more time than I thought it was going
to
take.
No better person to talk to about something like that than you. Like, you're the best person to talk to about something like that, I think.
I'm video game man.
That's right.
At least in this household. Anyways.
Gaming PC person.
Person.
Vulnerabilities are operating systems that don't support video games.
And faulty RAM. Excelsior. So you, I didn't tell you the story today. I meant to, but yesterday Kim took, I ordered my phone online like you did.
Yes.
Right? Now, did you order yours through AT&T or through Apple? What'd you do?
Through AT&T, regrettably.
This is where I screwed up. Okay. So, well, in the long run, it may not be a screw-up, but here's what happened. I ordered the phone through Apple instead of AT&T last year, okay, when we got
last year you did it through Apple, okay.
Yeah, I did it through AT&T last year. So it was AT&T, AT&T last year. This year, I wanted to do the Apple thing, but I thought it didn't matter. I didn't know it mattered. I figured if it mattered, they'd say something, but it didn't seem to matter. I ordered it online. It says, who's your carrier? This. What's your number? That. What's your password stuff? This. Okay, cool. Phone's on the way. Bye. All right. So that's how that ended.
Right.
Got the phone, hooked it up. It says, initializing your SIM card now. You're about to lose it on the other phone, just so you know. Okay, great. Everything's done. All good. Works great. Backups restored. Right. Mm-hmm. No problems at all. But then I go, where's the beef? Where's the paperwork that says, who to send this back to?
Here's how you do it, and the shipping label and all that. Yeah.
And I got none of it. None of it was in the box, as you know, because I was trying to talk to you. And as we know, I talked to Brian. And Brian's like, yeah, it should look like this. You sent me a picture of yours. I never had any of that stuff. I double checked with everybody to make sure it didn't get lost or something. So Kim and the kids go to the AT&T store yesterday to do their phones. Kim's like, I'll just do it there like we did last year. I'm like, okay, whatever. And I said to her, maybe ask them what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, good. Smart.
So she goes there, and they're doodling around, getting their stuff taken care of, and moving everybody over. And he says, oh, well, where did he get his phone? And she explained it. He goes, oh, okay, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Oh, no.
And I go, what do you mean that's a problem? And I'm right in the middle of Daily Tech News Show while this is happening, so I'm trying to text her while I'm trying to also be on a show. So I can't really answer very well. I can't call her yet, and I don't really know what's going on. The long and the short of it is this. They said that for me to not have a problem, I needed to send my phone back that I just got to Apple and go back into the store after that's done and buy a brand new phone from them.
No way.
Which,
oh, no.
Which they're out of, by the way. The size and stuff I want, they don't have. So that's either way, I'd have to wait.
Right. So you'd have to send your phone back and be without a phone.
Yeah. I'd have to reactivate my old phone. I mean, it's a giant nightmare. Like, the whole thing sucks. Carriers make everything harder, I swear.
For sure.
So this is what they're saying, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. What does it mean if I don't do any of this? What if I just, you know, I mean, I only got charged what I got charged on the order, so it's not like I'm screwed here. And she asked them, and they said, yeah, you're to pay off the rest of your phone, if you do it this way, the rest of last year's phone, you got to pay $480 or whatever. So I have to pay an additional $480 to AT&T, because it was with their bank, their loan, their deal.
Oh,
and God. I did this whole other thing with Apple, which is a whole different bank and loan and deal. Didn't know that. I was a little dumb about it, I admit. It's not entirely their fault. But the fact that they don't have a contingency plan for this sort of thing is really weird to me. And it's on AT&T. Apple's just like, well, you know, we sent you the phone. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pay them out for the 7, and I'm going to sell that somewhere and make... those they're easily going for that amount. Mine's in pristine condition. Yeah. And I'll just cover it that way. And now I'm done. And now I no longer have to worry about AT&T. I'll just do my stuff through Apple. So there you go. That's how it went for me. Real pain in my arse.
Total pain in my arse.
Jeez. Oh, and then here's the best part. Kim must have gotten a damaged phone. It was one of the last phones at the bottom of a box. And it started getting all hot in her hand while she was trying to set it up. And she's like, it's supposed to be this warm. He's like, oh, not really, but maybe, who knows, whatever. So she's doing all her stuff. She went to enter something. Suddenly the screen started going, making sounds.
Oh, no, really?
So they had to, like, that took another hour and a half. It was kind of a nightmare. They didn't get home till like 9 last night, right before raid. So anyway, yeah, fun times with phones.
Well, good thing that she had that experience while she was there at the store with it overheating like that, because...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, she
wouldn't want to bring that home, plug it in, and then have it do something crazy in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many bad ways to... there's so many bad ways that could have gone.
Yeah, it could have gone a lot of bad ways. And, you know, it would have been after she had a case on it, so she wouldn't even have known if the heat was worse or whatever. And we're not even sure it was a battery thing or not. We don't know. But that's the first time that's ever happened, and, you know, back that went, and we got another one. But then they couldn't get the SIM card to initialize. Like, it's just, let me just say, carriers make it complicated. The PC revolution was easy because even as internet came along, you plug shit in. Mm-hmm. You just plug it in and go, oh, I have the internet now. I don't have to do anything else. I'm paying for AOL or I'm paying for whatever. And then later when broadband would come, oh, okay, I'm on this Wi-Fi network. And in the modern era now, I'm plugged into this 10BASE-T cable, but over there I got a Wi-Fi router for the other devices in the house. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. But in the case of phones and the phone era that we're in, mobile era, yeah, it's still just weird and finicky. It's like, oh, AT&T with your little bullshit over here, and then you got your Verizon with their own little brand of bullshit, and they're all just meh, poking around going, you know, you got to pay an extra $10 for a thing that in 10 years we're all going to laugh that you paid for.
Right.
Ugh, drives me crazy. But on the on the upswing, you know how AT&T stopped being... all you can eat bandwidth, right? Remember that?
Right. Did they officially just completely stopped, or are there people who are still grandfathered into that plan?
Maybe somewhere. I was for a while. Mm-hmm. So that may still be the case. But here's what happened. They kept making it such a bad deal to stay there.
Right.
And such a better deal to go with the other thing.
Right, because they would throttle the data and then they'd upcharge and all these things. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they just made it hard. Like, it just felt like a pain, and the benefits weren't there that they were giving people with caps. So we finally went with a cap. It was a regional cap, or a reasonable cap, not regional. Mm-hmm. And it's been fine. It's a shared family plan. It's no big deal. We go in there yesterday, and they're like, oh, you got to get off this family plan. Get you on the unlimited. And Kim goes, what? What do you mean the unlimited? You have unlimited?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, have you not heard? And I'm like, well, we don't have TV. We don't watch commercials. We don't know what you guys are doing.
Right.
And you haven't told us any other way. What is going on? They have a whole new unlimited plan. And here's the worst part. Okay. It is not only unlimited... And it's also a family plan, so we have a big shared unlimited plan where I don't have to worry about Nick's Wi-Fi at the school breaking down. He can just use LTE. Who cares?
Sounds great.
It does sound great. It's $10 less than I was paying for the capped one per month, and I get free 2 years of DirecTV and HBO Go.
That's crazy.
It's already 50. That'll save me $15 a month for the HBO Go. And at the 2 years of the DirecTV, I don't care. I'm not renewing it. So that's just free.
And it's DirecTV. It's not the DirecTV Now service, right?
That's a good question. They say that they're kind of install it, and they asked how many TVs we had. So I assume it's a regular DirecTV.
It's the regular cable thing. Yeah, because DirecTV Now I've got, and totally dig it.
Yeah, I hear it's good. But we're not in the market, but they're going to give it to us for free. And I get free HBO Go, which I already pay for, or now, rather, or whatever the hell it's called now. HBO Now. Right? Now? Yeah, now.
Well, guess where I'm going to go tomorrow and switch things over to.
Yeah. Talk to those pecker nuts, because they keep changing things and not saying anything to anybody.
I was going to say, because this isn't even the one with Middleditch. What's his face? Middleditch, comedian, Silicon Valley dude, because he's always doing the ads, but I think that's for Verizon.
That's Verizon, yeah.
The new unlimited plan.
Yeah, because the other guy left and went to Sprint.
Right. Which, I'm not sure if I like Middleditch, if I trust him, you know?
Yeah. I haven't seen that show, but he does have a look on his face like, you're up to something there, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. And yeah. I'm sure it's just a look, and I'm sure he's a perfectly fine dude.
Yeah.
Because he was even at BlizzCon last year doing his little comedy thing, or 2 years ago.
Was that him? I forgot that was him. Yeah, he hated that. He said he'd never do it again.
He did. Yeah, he said it was basically like all the nerd kids who were picked on by the jocks turned around and started picking on him in retaliation.
Yeah, they were getting it all back out.
Something like that. That was like a really mean.
Yeah, poor
guy. They really mean to him up there.
Yeah, no one ever has a good time up there. I would not want that job.
No, hell no.
They treated Will Wheaton poorly. They always treated Jay Moore pretty poorly.
Yeah. I don't know how they were to Chris Hardwick. I mean, it seems like of all the people, he's kind of like the perfect go-to guy for that. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm. No, I think he probably, and my memory is that his was the least controversial, the least whatever. Because he also kind of knows the stuff maybe a little bit better.
Yeah, exactly. Or I think I think that was the big argument with Jay Moore. He comes into this thing and he doesn't know his Kill Jadens from his Illidans.
No, so he'd say, all right, so Horde and Alliance, huh? Yeah, I heard of those. Like, it just wasn't ever. He never once did I go, oh, yeah, Jay Moore, he's into video games. No.
Right.
Not once.
Right.
And even
in,
you know.
I hate to say it, but I know Olivia Munn plays. Maybe she'd be the right person for this.
Yeah, she might be okay. But her eyes, if you look into them,
you'll die. Cold, dead eyes.
Yeah, you'll just die looking at them. So don't look in her eyes, everybody.
Yeah, the Goblin Queen.
Yeah, nobody wants any of what we've just said.
Not even Aaron Rodgers doesn't want that anymore.
Nope. Oh, that's the wrong thing.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
Diving into the evening news, we begin with the protests around the NFL. Now, before you ask, we're not talking about the actual protest here. That's not what interests us.
Right.
We got other shows and segments for that. This is about country music legend Charlie Daniels. Never went down to Georgia just to see what he could see. Or
looking for a shoulder steel.
It's actually, I kind of like that song because I like country music that's a story.
I do too.
And yeah. I like when they get a little gothic and stuff. I think that's cool. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he is a staunch opponent of the players kneeling during the national anthem. The Wilmington, North Carolina native and 2016 Country Music Hall of Fame inductee took to Twitter on Wednesday. It's all happening there, isn't it? To indicate
Twitter is a place.
I feel like there's a pattern here. Anyway, it indicates he was boycotting the NFL's Thursday night football game because of players protesting during the anthem. I would ordinarily be watching Thursday night football, but for some reason I'm not, Daniels tweeted. I would ordinarily. Oh, I did that twice.
Yeah, they put it in there twice for the article. I don't know why.
It says, but there's just one problem. It was Wednesday.
Yeah, that wasn't him saying that.
No.
He just said the first part.
I'd ordinarily
be watching Thursday night football, but for some reason I'm not.
Yeah, but it was Wednesday that he did it. Meaning he said he was not watching football during a time when there was no football.
But there was no football to be watching. And it was not Thursday night football and all that.
It would be a full 24 hours before Thursday night football actually happened between the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. The rest of Twitter was quick to let Daniels know that the game wasn't on.
I'm sure they did it the nicest way possible. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Mr. Daniels. Pardon me. Excuse me for pointing this out.
Nope. Let me tell you what they did say instead. Because you're totally right. You're wrong that they would ever say that. Instead, they said, and a movement is born. # boycott Thursday night football on Wednesday. Another person says, when you are so determined to show your displeasure, you boycott Thursday night football on Wednesdays. That is a new level of boycotting. Another user responded.
Anyway. By the way, the article, jump to that photo right there.
Mm. Is there a photo?
There's a photo of Charlie Daniels.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, I'm thinking Arby's.
Hold on. Chat, you got to see it. I'm working on it. Hold on. Here we go. Look at that thing. That is a 20-gallon hat, dude.
Pharrell Williams just called.
He wants his hat back, Grandpa.
He wants his hat back.
Well, still kicking it. How old is that guy now? Let's see. Does it say? Doesn't say. Yeah, I don't
see. I mean, when you think, like, you're only seeing the top, the top front of that hat.
Yeah.
But look at the way the brim goes seemingly all the way down to his upper back.
Yeah.
For that brim to be that big, you got to imagine the depth of that hat that you're not seeing because of foreshortening has to be massive.
Yeah, it's probably huge. That thing goes way, way back. He's trying to
That's
not
like
get
a 40-gallon hat.
He doesn't want sun anywhere on him.
No.
Yeah, or he's hiding it's like a Protoss hair braid in the back or something, some alien thing. Who knows? Anyway, that guy, he's a hoot.
It's a hell of a hat.
He's a hoot, Charlie.
That's some hat, Harry.
What's he doing these days? Does he have any other music besides that devil one?
Well, I mean, I'm sure he's been doing stuff since then, right? He's done stuff since then. That was a big hit for him. He's had other hits.
Yeah. Yeah. Like?
I don't know. I'm even looking at songs he's done. It's like, all right, Long-Haired Country Boy, Uneasy Rider, The South's Gonna Do It Again.
South's Gonna Do It Again? Oh, yeah. Boy. Oh, boy. That seems bad.
Well, oh, boy.
I don't know what that song's about, but I have an idea. Well, anyway.
I don't know. I don't know what it means.
I think it means here's a guy who had a really successful song, and he rode that to the end. Like, that's his thing. And it's fine. He maybe tried to make other music, but he one-hit wondered that thing to legendary status.
Right. All right. Here we go. Last studio album he released appears to be It Don't Get No Better Than That back in 2015.
That's not describing his grammar, though, right?
Like, it don't get no better than that.
Okay. Just making sure.
I think it does describe his grammar.
So, all right, fine.
Great. Now Amazon's going to be recommending who knows what to me. Oh, because I looked that up. Damn it.
I don't know that there would ever be a greatest song in the world without the devil one, because I feel like it got inspired by that, don't you?
Oh, the Jack Black thing. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's very similar.
That is the same story, really.
Mm-hmm. You meet the devil, and he says it's just a tribute. I mean, it's a
and
different
story. And he looks like Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
And that's the way it works.
I always assume that. There goes my hero. Watch him as he goes. All right. Here's a story you like about a teen. Uh-huh. She was stunned to go from Chipotle as a dishwasher to a high fashion model in just 10 days.
Wow. It's like a whole beans to riches story.
Yep. 19-year-old Remington Williams. That's where I buy all my jewelry.
That's where I buy my guns.
Yeah. Over there at Remington Williams. Y'all want to hand me that semi-automatic? Bit, bit, bit. Totally, dude. I can hear it.
Yeah.
Was scrubbing dishes. Someone's going to be mad that I did that voice. It's fine. Whatever. Do what you got to do.
They're going to be mad that you added the bit, bit, bit at the end.
Yeah, I would be too. Was scrubbing dishes in the North Austin Chipotle restaurant, or as our friend Eric Van Skyhawk says, Chipotle. Right. When modeling agency spotted her, the next thing she knew, she was started around the catwalk at New York's Fashion Week. When Tanny Foreman, owner of the Foreman Management Agency, asked if she'd be interested in becoming a model, Williams, a college student studying graphic design, was shocked and intrigued. Now, barely a month later, she walks runways for the likes of Calvin Klein, Marc Jacobs, and New York Fashion Week, London Fashion Week, Milan Fashion Week, and currently, you guessed it, Paris Fashion Week.
Mm.
Yeah. Foreman was out to dinner with her George Foreman grill. Just kidding. With her husband and daughter at the Chipotle when she saw Williams in the back of the restaurant looking around huge trays of dishes. She's wearing the Chipotle uniform, T-shirt, hat, and pants. With me, when I see a potential model, I can tell very quickly. I can see in their face that they've got what it takes. So she went from, dishes to this lady here.
She's got... I'm going to put a picture here in the chat room. This is from the photos on the article.
Mm-hmm.
And
something with her mouth's a little weird.
Yeah, like
I think we can say, why is that playing? I think we can say that since she's a model. I don't know why this is playing.
Gosh. It's been such a fascinating week in Paris, right, because really been so much change in terms of creative directors at the different houses.
Oh,
we've
shit.
Had a new designer at Saint Laurent, a new designer at Dior, okay. A new designer at Lanvin.
Goodbye, Paige. I couldn't get it to stop. I hate you. people who play autoplay videos when I open your pages. Anyway, she has a weird face. That's all.
Well, it's almost like she's just doing something weird with her facial expression. Like part of her 10-day training of being a fashion model is to make this face.
Brian, I think you're ready for the big time.
Am I ready?
Yeah. Quit lugging podcasts around and do that.
Audio listeners, I'm sorry that I'm being so visual today, but there's just no way to describe it. I mean, basically, it's like, you know, push your mouth as far down on your head as it will possibly go.
I can't do
exactly.
It. I can't do it very well. But yeah, it's a weird face. And listen,
and,
I think she's...
And look like you're smuggling a couple tortillas at your cheekbones.
Exactly. And I don't need people going, gosh, you guys, why don't you shame her a little bit more? No. She's a model now. This is her job. So this is where the critique gets to happen because that's your job. It's like saying, well, don't critique that waitress on whether or not she brought you your food on time. No, that's what you do. She's supposed to bring your food on time. So this is a model who's supposed to make me go, ooh, I sure like this Carte du Jour shirt she's wearing. I should buy that for $600. She's got to sell it, man.
It just looks like it's a face she's making, not the face she has. And that's the difference. We're not making fun of the face she has. We're making fun of the face she's making.
Yeah. It's not that, because in the photo from Chipotle, she doesn't look like that.
No, she's not. When you're a dishwasher, there's no need to go.
I can't get the avocado toast off this plate.
Have you been to a Chipotle?
I have.
Avocado toast? What are you talking about?
They just have avocados, don't they?
They have avocados, but
there's no toast. I got it. Listen, my millennial stereotype runs deep. I can't help it. A guy stopped with 3,100 pounds of weed, told the cop it's just a little and I can throw it out.
3,100 pounds. Yeah. All right, great. Let's hear this.
Mesa County, Colorado. Sheriff's deputy was driving south on 29 Road in Fruitvale. Where's that? Do you know where that is?
I don't know where Fruitvale. Why does that sound familiar, though? I mean, aside from being Colorado, wasn't there a movie, Fruitvale Station with...
It's my favorite 2009 iOS app. I love Fruitvale.
It's Fruitvale. There was a movie called something Fruitvale Station had Michael B. Jordan in it or something. Or what am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Am I thinking of the same thing?
I don't know. Not the station agent, right? Not that.
No, it was like there we go right there.
Creed.
Fruitvale Station, 2013, starring Michael B. Jordan. Thank you very much. I'm going to win a trivia tonight.
Well done. Oh, do you have trivia tonight? Is it Thursday?
Tonight's the big night. Tonight is the championship, the rumble in the pub.
When you can't think of a name, picture me saying, Olivia, Barry, Chinese
food. Oh, I know. Anytime I'm trying to come up with names, you're going to be in my head rattling off, Bingle Horse McGillicuddy, Flim Flam McJoneserson, or something like that.
See, now you're getting it. You're getting it.
Exactly. Yeah. I've got it built in. Okay. Fruitvale is part of Grand Junction.
Oh, okay. I like that
wine
part.
Wine country.
That's
Colorado's
nice,
wine country.
Very nice part of Colorado there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It actually really is.
Yeah, I've been there. It says he smelled something fishy or a little skunky. The patrol officer who was not working the Western Colorado Drug Task Force had pulled up behind a white Penske moving truck. With Indiana plates, of course. Freaking Indiana.
Mm, there you go.
From inside his own vehicle, he caught a whiff of fresh marijuana. And deputy wrote...
He could smell it from inside the cop car, it says.
Yeah, it says it was overwhelming. He smelled it in the car, and then when he got up to the thing, it was like... the driver, Sing Chan Huang, a 53-year-old Mandarin speaker. He's a Chinese guy. Chinese Mandarin. Whose address was listed in California, is there, asked him if there was marijuana in the truck. He says, yes, according to the deputy, just a little, he says. When the cop asked to see, the man opened up the thing and it turns out he had 3,100 pounds and stuff in there.
So. Jeez. Okay.
He said, it's just a little bit. I can throw it. I can throw it out. It's not a problem. Throw it out. We're going to throw it out. What are you going to do with 3,000 pounds of weed? What are you going to do with it? Burn it?
No. I don't know. Yeah, exactly. You know, they find this stuff on the side of the road all the time.
The entire city of Vale Fruit or Fruitvale today was stoned for a good portion of the week. All right, final story. Suspected car thief lured out of a tree using a taco.
Oh, good. All right.
Regina or
See? Is not it, a burger, Scott.
No, you're right. Taco Tree is where he was.
Del Taco Tree.
What is it Regina or Regina?
Regina.
Okay.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Regina, Saskatchewan. The city, the woman's name is Regina. The city is Regina.
Oh, is there a woman named Regina?
Yeah.
Where? I don't think that's her name.
Everywhere there's a woman named Regina.
Oh, no. You mean just women. I thought you meant there was one in the article.
No. I'm saying that there, that there are women named Regina everywhere.
All right, so yes, that's a good point. And I'll bet in Regina there are probably some Reginas. Probably.
There probably are, yes.
Exactly. Are there any Ginas? Or are they all Gina?
They're probably all Ginas. I think that's probably, even if your name somehow is pronounced Regina, I think you just say, it's Gina. Just call me Gina.
If my name is Gina, what if my last name was Gina and my first name was Madge? People would call me Madge Gina. That's pretty good.
That's pretty
good. Yeah. Anyway, so here's the deal. Police officer spent all afternoon negotiating with a man to come down from a tree he climbed to escape arrest before he was ultimately lured down with a taco, which was provided by a neighbor. Police said the man climbed into the tree on the street Wednesday after officers followed the man who was suspected of stealing a vehicle. Police said he was first spotted in the vehicle and then on a bicycle. Boy, this is a great movie plot.
It really is, yes.
The man armed with a screwdriver and
Seth Rogen and James Franco in Taco Tree Time.
Nailed it. The guy had a screwdriver and carried a backpack, threatened police multiple times, was heard shouting, "Shoot me and I'll stab you." Or actually separate things. "Shoot me," and also saying, "I'll stab you," not in the same sentence. Regina police said it is unclear if the man had any other weapons. Let's see. At about 3 p.m., there were about 15 uniformed and plainclothes officers on the scene.
I wonder if drugs were involved.
Might have been. And he has the munchies for a taco, so makes sense. Firefighters and EMS were also there. The man, EMS, emergency services. No, wait. Emergency management medical services. There you go. The man appeared to be tiring after being in the tree for more than 3 hours. He could be seen yawning, stretching, and smoking cigarettes. Eventually, they said, "Hey, if you come down, we'll give you this taco. You're probably starving." And he did. So there you go. There's your story.
I hear the Regina Fire Department is now going to use that to try and get cats out of the tree, too. Just a taco. Would you like a taco?
Yeah. Yeah. To get rid of all those those cats that are such a problem.
Cats get stuck in trees.
Sure they do. I've
it's
seen
not
it.
Not a new thing.
No, I've seen it. It's an old thing. It's been around for a long, long time. I hope your cat never gets stuck in a tree.
No, she doesn't go outside. She is a purely indoor cat.
She clawed or declawed?
She's clawed. She has claws.
She has claws. She neither takes claws nor leaves claws.
We didn't take her and add claws to her. She's not been clawed.
How is it possible the cat can neither take claws?
Oh, geez.
Nor leave claws.
I wish we knew what episode that was from, because I feel like as far as our references go, that seems like one of the most obscure ones.
Yeah, it's hard to not be able to send people back to that.
But it does. It was hilarious, like me trying to get a better explanation about that thing.
There you have it. All right, we're going to do app time here in a minute. But before that, a song break, and Brian's in charge of that. What do you got?
I'm fully in charge and in charge about this sort of thing. Yeah, you know, no, it's my weight. God, quit bringing it up. Jeez. This is really, really cool. Big thanks to Music Submit for letting me know about this one. Jennifer Zhang, she is a Chinese-American singer-songwriter out of Los Angeles, California, inspired by Kylie Minogue and Lady Gaga. Very cool kind of dance pop. This is a track from her new release, which is called Escape Emotion, just came out. And you can find out more about her by following her on Facebook, The Jennifer Zhang, that's Z-H-A-N-G. And on Twitter, she has a great Twitter account, by the way, you got to check it out. It's Zhangarang, Z-H-A-N-G-A-R-A-N-G. She's like us, man. She's talking about Rick and Morty, and she's into all the geek stuff as well. So super, super cool. This song, by the way, is produced by Diana Autorave Cha. And this is fantastic. The song is called Collide. Here is Jennifer Zhang. Inside.
Awesome. I love that.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Just honey sweet vocals layered with some fantastic electronic music. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Again, that's Jennifer Zhang. The brand new album is called Escape Emotion. Follow her at Zhangarang. That's Zhangarang. Zhangarang on Twitter.
Nice. Okay. Well, very cool. That one I liked a great deal.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for this. All right, we're going to review a couple of apps today. Brian, I know you brung some.
I brung some. It's funny, I'm not even going to use the thing that I told you I was going to bring. I'm going to save that for later because there's something else I've been playing.
Oh, all right. Well, there you have it then. I'll begin as the usual tradition here. I've got a game I just picked up. It's brand new. It is on Android and iOS. It is called, literally, Shadow of Mordor, just like the game.
Oh, really? Okay.
What's weird is it's a brand new game set in that universe.
The word literally isn't in there, though, right?
No, the word literally is not there. That's a really good point. I'm trying to see if there's more to the title, because now I can't see it. Oh, here it is. Sorry, Middle-Earth Shadow of War. This is to kind of coincide with the coming along of the new game coming out this year, which is happening soon, a sequel to that game that came out in 2014. So people are pretty excited about it, whatever. I thought, oh, this would be some tie-in. It'll, you know, something you do in this world will show up in the and the other thing, boring, lame, whatever. So I downloaded it just to see. And it's not that at all. It's, I'm told Gollum has just joined the game.
Yeah. nice, good.
Yeah, he's there. So anyway,
protect your preciouses.
You know how you got these games, and this is going to sound like people are going to hear this and go, "Oh, brother, that's so dumb." But you know how these? There's a million of these. They're like these RPG style games where you have a team of 3 to 5 people, and you unlock other characters and you level them up to make them better. Mm-hmm. It's a little Pokemon-y in that way. But then you take him out on a party and you fight and then you get some loot and you go back and you apply all these crystals or whatever that upgrade your dude, or you can roll for a random new guy out of a loot chest or something. There's a billion of these games. There's 1,000,000,000 of them on the phone. And This is unique in the sense of two ways. One, number one, it is kind of one of those games. If you were hoping that I was going to tell you not, sadly it is. It's basically totally one of those kind of games. The big difference here is graphically, it is way beyond those other games. Nothing's even close. It's beautiful, like console-like graphics. Very, very nice. You send your... Oh, you remember the game where you drag the circle under the foot of a dude over where you wanted him to go and he would fight something else? What was that called? It was like a little...
Battleheart?
Battleheart.
Yeah.
It's got a little Battleheart in there. So when you're in the real-time fighting, you can kind of let them just fight. Or if like your healer's in the, getting hit with arrows, you can move her away or have everyone attack one thing or whatever. So you can kind of create those kind of like raid moments where you tell people where to go and what to do. But you can also just sort of let them fight and do whatever they do automatically. Anyway, there's a whole story attached to it. The other thing that makes it unique, if you like the Nemesis system in the console and PC game Shadows of Mordor that came out in 2014 and looks like it'll be majorly buffed out in the new game, this also features that system. So when you take down an orc leader,
somebody who's wronged you, right? Like,
Yeah, exactly. If you've been wronged or you've run into a guy out in the field and you fight him, and because he's now lost his power, somebody else moves into his place and fills that void. And then now you've got kind of a harder dude to deal with or whatever. It's a lot more than that. But if you remember the Nemesis system at all in that game, anybody out there listening, you're going to really like the way it's implemented here because it's kind of the exact same thing. So if it's something you like, you're going to like it here. Outside of that, it's pretty standard. Go do a thing, do the quest, kill the stuff, come back, whatever loot you got, apply that to your team, whether it's, gear or you want to level up your characters or whatever. You might get lucky once in a while and suddenly this archer will be yours and he's a level 3 archer and everyone else is only level 2. Woo! Like, all that stuff is the same as all these other games, but there's something about the tone of it that is very true to that original Shadows game and to the Lord of the Rings universe, and I think it's pretty good.
It's gorgeous. I'm looking at it right now. I mean, this is a beautiful looking game.
Yeah, it's got your Italian guy from the first game. You can be him, or you can be a lady, or you can be another dude.
I like how you're refraining from using any names to protect the innocent.
Yeah, or also protect my knowledge of names. But and it's it's free to play, so there's stuff like, oh, you want more gems to do this little quicker? Burp, burp. There's all that in there, so you can't quite avoid it. But I think it's pretty rad for what it is, and it's also on multi-platform. So if you want to play it, feel free, get in there, give it a shot. Again, that is Shadows of War. What is it?
Middle Earth Shadows of War.
There you go. Middle Earth Shadows of War. Yeah, I'm looking right now. The mobile game. And you will be surprised. It is not just some throwaway thing. It's actually pretty, pretty solid. Got some meat to it. All right, Brian, what do you got?
All right. So mine also is a game that's based on an existing property. It is called Titanfall Assault.
Oh, I know this.
Yeah, this is great. This is a 3/4 view top down. Well, yes, it's either one or the other, right? A 3/4 view tactical game where you have cards, you drag cards in live action while you're fighting a level. So, you've got your objective to take out this turret at the end or something, and you've got specific areas where you can drop your cards, which are either your grunts, your soldiers, your snipers, or your titans if you've earned them. Or the time is allowed to for you to drop one, and you drop them in, and they'll do the fighting for you. But you've got to be very strategic about when you drop them in, and where you put them and things like that.
It sounds like Battle Royale or Clash Royale.
Kind of like Clash Royale, yeah, except it's got that, it's got mechs, man. And you got to love mechs, right?
I like a mech. Mechs are great. This is the Titanfall universe is pretty cool. I have those other games too. They're great.
It is really cool. And I'm just getting into this thing like 2 days in, but I'm totally digging it. And again, the graphics, I'm big on something's got to look good to pull me in. It can't look like jank. And it's got to have good gameplay, of course, and it's got to have responsive controls and things like that. This has all that, and it's very, very enjoyable. I'm still totally digging it. You can do PvP with it. I think that's probably the main thing of the game once you get through the campaign is the big PvP system. But I'm not there yet. I'm still enjoying the one-on-one, or the campaign stuff. It's nice. A lot of fun.
Well, it is also on iOS and Android, so you can get it in both places, and it looks good. I think you'd like this other one I talked about for those same reasons. It's just
I probably would. Yeah, I like those kind of games.
It's a polished, nice-looking
Now, experience. Looking at the stuff they had on the App Store for Middle Earth, is it a vertical? Is it portrait?
Yes, which is crazy. I know. But it's crazy good that way. Now, I mean, I think it's... So, okay, since you brought that up, I think it's best suited for a phone. That's where they want you.
Right, as opposed to the Pro.
Yeah, if they want you on an iPad, then they well, I mean, you can still do it that way, but I think it works really well as a quick phone game. So it can play in both places, but yes, it is vertical.
I don't hold with it, bub, to play vertical games on my iPad Pro.
Yeah.
If it's going to be vertical, it's going to be on my phone.
Now, where do you normally play your iPad? On your lap, in the bed? Like, where are you at with that thing?
On my desk, in a little stand, or in bed.
Gotcha.
Sideways.
All right.
But see, I've got the keyboard, the Apple keyboard cover, right? Because I totally dig that cover. Mm-hmm. And you can't use it vertically. There's no way to use it vertically.
Right.
So for me, I can't stand it up and have it vertical. It's got to be, if it's standing, it's got to be horizontal.
Why do I picture you standing? I picture you standing like a painter almost, just sort of looking at your iPad as it stands on its own going, yes, I believe I'll touch it here now.
Am I closing one eye and holding my thumb up to it?
Yes. And you have one of those palettes with a thumb hole in it.
Yes, I love those.
I did too. Don't we have a picture of you holding one of those with your mullet?
Probably, yes.
Back in the day?
Mullet.
It's good stuff, man. I had hair like that.
Ah, the old mullet.
We'd have gotten along just fine, I think.
Back then. I think so too.
That's it for your app time. So go get those two apps. They're free, by the way, both of them. Mm-hmm. We should mention that.
Free and fun.
Yeah. Okay. Mitsula. Mitsula's cool. Turn. He's coming in.
Zool.
There is only. He is only Zool. He is the keymaster. Wait, was Zool the keymaster or the gatekeeper?
Neither.
Okay.
Zool was a whole separate thing.
Oh, that's a loud thing. So it's for that. I'm gonna play something loud in return. There you go. It's Chris Minton, everybody, aka Mitsula, and he's in like a shouting match or something. Where are you?
I am in another cigar lounge with possibly the loudest man in the state of Nevada who just walked in.
So. No kidding. Like, I can hear this guy.
He's into it.
Yeah, he's on the other side of the wall, and he is not
Stick a cigar in that guy's mouth, for Pete's sake.
Plug that
boy. He yells through cigars.
Why is he yelling in the first place? Is he just talking to somebody or what?
That's just his natural indoor voice.
I see. His default setting. I got it.
Of course, He wasn't here until 5 minutes ago.
Of course. Not, yes. It's perfect timing. All right, let's look at the week that was and look forward in our massive Tadpool sports ball update thing. First of all, I guess, Brian, how'd you do? How'd you handle?
I didn't do very well at all this week. Came in really, really low. 43 points overall. I had two high point games. My big game, my big prediction was Kansas City. That one won. Our Thursday night pick was a wash. It was a tie. So
yeah, big old push fest.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. So nothing for that one. But a lot of my other picks, a majority of my other picks were wrong. So, but I do want to give a shout out to Non Qualacios,
okay,
who had the high game high score in both. Both the football pools.
That guy, if he smoked more, if he put his cigar in his cigar lounge in his mouth, he would not talk as much, I think, that guy. Just go over there. Just go over there, Mitzula, and just jam a stogie in his face and say, "This is how it's done."
Can I buy you
12 pieces of gum, please?
I came to the other lounge today thinking it would be quieter, and then he walked in like right before you guys joined. So.
That's when he walked into my life. sorry, did you give the name? You gave the name, didn't you? There, Brian?
I did. Okay. So, Non-Colossios, shoot me an email, and I apologize. I know some other people have sent me emails who've won in previous weeks. I haven't had a chance to reach back out to you, but I will.
Okay, sounds good. Now, Mitzula, the week to come. What are the locks here? What are we looking forward to? What do we want to do here?
This week is when things start getting interesting because nobody's really proven themselves as like the dominant team this year. There's only a couple teams that are doing great. Everybody else is just kind of fair to middling. So getting picks is getting a little harder every week. This week we do have a good Monday Night Football game. The Redskins, Chiefs. Chiefs have been on fire so far. I think they're going to be a good play. I actually like the over in that game as well. I think that's going to be a very high-scoring game. So
All right.
I know we talked about that's one of the deciding over-unders. I have it landing at like 49, which is right on the over-under. I think it might go a tad over that. I can see Kansas City scoring late to make it in a little bit over 52, 53-point game.
How do you feel about Green Bay and Chicago tonight? It seems like Green Bay will probably win that
game. As a Vikings
game.
Fan, I'm hoping both teams lose. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's possible, but a big old tie would always be nice. I think the Packers are going to win. The Bears are still very questionable quarterback. Packers haven't been outstanding, but it is a Thursday night game in Lambeau. This place is the first conference game. It'll be pretty lively. I think it'll be a good game. I think the Packers will win it. I don't know. 7 seems about the right number.
It's a big
line. It's going to be close to a touchdown game.
Mm-hmm.
I would think maybe – I think 7's right on the number. I think it could be like 35-28 or – 21-28 or something like that, where it just lands right on that touchdown, one touchdown difference. I think it'll be a close game. I think it'll be a late touchdown that makes the difference in that game. So.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking the Packers on this one. I think they're doing better than a 7-point 7-point spread would indicate for sure.
Plus, you like him. You're a Packers fan. Right?
Yeah, but that doesn't come into play.
Well, I know.
You're Packers fans adjacent, actually.
I'm Packers fan adjacent, but. But boy, if I'm going to be anywhere, if I'm going to say anything publicly around them, I have to. Oh, of course, the Packers are going to win. Of course, they're going to win.
Well, yeah, they're your neighbors, you know. How are you going to get his truck if you need to move something? I get it.
That's right, exactly. I will say though, my pick of the week is the Cowboys, the Dallas and Los Angeles game, the Cowboys and Rams game, early Sunday. It is +6 for the Rams. I think they're going to win anyway, and then the +6 is just icing on the cake.
The Ibbot dog of the week.
The Ibbot dog of the week. If I were in Vegas, or if I had a PayPal account that connected to somebody in Vegas, I would totally put $20 on that game on the Rams.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So you're saying if I bet $20, I'm free rolling tomorrow this week's game. All right. Good to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's good to know. All right. Well, let's see. Anything else? I'm dumb, so I'm not going to give any real meaningful commentary here, except to say I think Green Bay wins tonight, so that's the immediate future in our lives. Let's talk about our picks for tiebreaker. First would be sports, points. Hey, guys, sports. We're talking about sports here. Hey, Brian, predict the score between Washington and Kansas City. Go. What'd you pick?
I have a 28-21 Kansas City. I think it's going to be right around the over-under. I think it's Kansas City by a touchdown. I could see it 35-14 as well, but I think Kansas City's going to cover that game.
All right.
I think it's going to be closer. It's a 7-point spread. I'm taking the Redskins on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say I'll say the Chiefs will win, but only by like a field goal. So Redskins will still take it, and they'll cover the spread, or they won't cover the spread.
It's the chefs, that they'll be great. I love those guys.
Great googly moogly.
Great googly. I'll never forget that commercial. I don't know why that one's so stuck in my head.
A lot of people still call them the chefs from that commercial.
Yeah, it's really the most effective commercial in the history of ever.
Totally. Well,
and it was
and then
Twix,
the whole campaign from that one ad.
It was like a Kit Kat or something?
It was Want to Get Away. I think it was Southwest Airlines.
Oh, was it?
Right.
Oh, I thought it
was Southwest because it started there, Want to Get Away, because he had misspelled it, and they're like, chefs, and he's like, oh, no.
Are you sure it's not like, it was like Snickers.
It was Southwest.
It was Southwest. Right. Snickers has done a variant of it with their, you're not you unless you're hungry.
Yeah, but that's with celebrities.
Yeah, it started with the Want to Get Away, and it was a Southwest Airlines.
Good point. You're now free to move about the country.
Indianapolis.
As for my lock of the week, I like the Bucks minus three versus the Giants. The Giants haven't shown me anything this year. So I will take those 3 points with the Buccos at home.
Yeah.
I think that's a good play. I don't think the Giants are going to show up at all for that one, even though it's, you know, the Giants. So
I say,
and it's an afternoon game, so it gives me something to watch.
I say Arizona makes the least points. Who's got fewest points here? Who's picked who? Brian, what
Jets.
Jets?
I have the Jets. The Jets. Jaguars D is really good, and the Jets are absolutely not.
They are, yeah, exactly. Okay. I think my lock of the week, my pick of the week, is that the guy behind you in the other part of the cigar shop won't shut up.
He's that a is a very, knowing him, those odds are yes minus infinity.
Yeah.
Will he not shut up?
That sounds about right. All right. Well, as always, this is fun. I like doing this. We'll do it again next week. We'll see how everybody did. I'm sure I will.
Next week, I will be at the Global Gaming Convention. I will be able to. I should be able to hop in through my phone, but it'll be probably quieter than it is today somehow. Even though it'll be a convention with about 3,000 people at it.
Tell me about this convention. Is it like just all? It's like the big gaming convention where it's all.
It's the industry convention. It's where they unveil all the new games and machines and stuff. It's actually really cool because like the entire convention center at the Venetian is all set up with slot machines and table games, and everything is free play. And they're all on demo mode. Demo mode is the coolest thing ever because you walk into a slot machine, you touch the corner, and you say, I want the next spin to be the bonus game. Go. Boom. Bonus game.
Can you take a plus one, Chris?
I could probably find an extra badge somewhere if you really want
to. Oh, my God. I so want to go.
But wouldn't you be – this is to Brian. Brian, wouldn't you be bored, though, because there's no money involved? You're not actually winning
anything.
No,
I'd have a blast because you're getting to see all the stuff that you're – basically, when you're walking up to a slot machine, sure, the goal is to get money. But really, the goal beyond that is to see the friggin' bonus round.
Yeah, it's so much fun just to go out around all the slot machines, you just push buttons and see all the games, and like it's where they unveil all the brand new stuff. Skill based things. There's a Westworld slot that's debuting. There's all the new merchant, all the new franchise stuff is always rolling out.
Westworld slot.
Yeah, wow. I'm gonna check that out next week. It should be really cool. So I'm looking forward to that one.
All right, Brian.
I got three naked Tandy Newtons.
I'm guessing the slot machine comes to life and kills you if you don't win out on the bonus round.
Right. If it glitches, is that part of the programming?
Yeah.
Yeah. If the machine glitches, it just starts having memories and things change. And
yeah.
Right.
It becomes sentient.
Perfect. Will it play that song that I can never remember? I love that song where he's walking through town shooting everything up. Fade to Black. Who makes that?
Fade to Black. Fade to Black? Painted Black. Rolling Stones.
Yeah, Rolling Stones, that's it.
Yeah.
They should play that the whole time you're playing that game.
They have a really cool, Spotify has a really cool soundtrack with all of the jukebox songs from Westworld on it. It's just really good background bed music. A couple casters I watched put that on as their background.
Oh, that's great.
It's just kind of background ambient music. Because it's all those player piano covers that are all really good.
They're awesome. I can't wait for that show to come back. Yeah.
What day is the Global Gaming?
Conference starts Monday, Tuesday. Showroom is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay. All right.
Brian's gonna do it. He's gonna go. I can
feel
it.
How awesome would that be? Brian had been reporting from the Global Gaming Con.
If you can't flip this year, I'll keep you posted for next year, and I should be able to easily get you a plus one badge.
That would be awesome. Let's plan it for 2018, man.
Maybe plan it with an overlaying. Because like tonight, the Golden Knights are playing the Avalanche. I'm going to that game.
Oh wow!
And
cool.
And yeah, they're playing preseason against the Avalanche. So I went Tuesday night, got really cheap tickets, and ended up sitting on the glass for the third period. So that was always fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow. Very cool.
Very nice.
Yeah, apparently they don't really enforce seating requirements on preseason games because they don't seem to care.
Right. Sure. Right.
I started off in row G and ended up on row AA before it was
You weren't some security guy around the thing going, we got a Mezzazula on the glass?
Well, it actually worked out well because I went after work, so I was a little more dressed up than the average hockey fan. So. Yeah. I just assumed that I was sitting by all the season ticket holders and executives, so they probably just assumed I was supposed to be there.
Probably,
I never batted an eye.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's the old fake it till you make it technique.
Yeah,
right.
Fake it till you make it. It's the way to do it. Take it easy. It. Have a blast. Mezzazula on Twitter. We'll check in with you next week, dude. Thanks. And tell that guy to go take a
ice. Yeah, I'll see you guys next week. I'm going to tell him to be quiet.
Yeah, ice bath. It's kind of like a hot or cold ice bath. That'll help that guy. All right. Actually, Brian, that's going to do it. No time for Twitter questions. Maybe. One. Oh, did I hang up on Brian? Oh, shit. I screwed that up. It's okay. It's okay, everyone. Everything's fine.
That was hilarious. because it was me and Mitzula sitting there continuing to chat and look at each other like, oh, hey, I guess he just got out.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to work that way. I did the opposite of the thing you're supposed to do. Anyway, what was I saying? I forgot what I was just saying to you where you weren't hearing me, and it was something. Oh, then we'll do a couple of these questions real quick.
As well. Great, yes.
Yeah, we're not going to do too many because we're kind of running out of time, but we'll give a few here. Of course. How about...
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Got to hear from Perry. Here's your first question from Monica, who says, this is Wicked Kitten 13. If you have any October / Halloween traditions, movies you watch, etc., what do you do? Brian, do you have any traditions?
I really don't. I mean, we decorate the house. We Tina's got a bunch of Halloween-style decorations that we put up with the Nightmare Before Christmas kids and Jack Skellington. We have a skull under glass, like under like a display glass. That's kind of cool. Yeah. But, the other tradition we have is we go and we buy a big bag of candy when it's on sale. And then the day before Halloween, we go buy another one because we've eaten all the ones from the first bag.
I like it a lot. That's like your,
it's another tradition,
your Christmas photos you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Where you wait until the day before.
Right, exactly.
We do all that too, similar stuff. I don't always do costume stuff. You do that way more than I do. Kim usually dresses up as something. I'm kind of lame that way, so I end up sort of giving out candy when the kids are here. And then sometimes we'll do a party at a friend's house or something. This year I think Kim wants to throw something. I'm not sure exactly what we're doing. But traditions-wise, nothing crazy. I mean, I don't know. It's just a lot of orange and cool colors and trippy lights and stuff, and I love that holiday. It's one of my favorites. Freaking love Halloween, yeah. But I don't do that much to like go overboard with it. Maybe that's why I like it, because I don't go too crazy. Scott Lee says, will you guys be playing Blizzard's new mobile RTS, Khadgar Super Pocket Pet Battle Go and Dance Studio? Well, that's not the name, but there is a rumor that it got leaked that Blizzard's working on a mobile RTS, that it's MMO in nature, and that they will announce it at BlizzCon.
Ooh.
Of course we'll play it. Are you kidding?
Of course. Are you kidding me? I've been waiting for a real, other than Hearthstone, of course, a real Blizzard RTS-like, mobile game.
Yeah, and a true straight-to-mobile, this is where they made it. Like, not, right. In Hearthstone's case, it's just, take it mobile, and that's great. But I want to have, a mobile experience. Mm-hmm. And it makes sense now why, if this is all true, there's a lot of guys at Blizzard who got shuffled around who would be perfect for this. So I think it makes sense why they're all working on some secret team. Anyway, we'll see. But of course we're going to play it, duh.
Mm-hmm.
You roll over and see a spider crawling inside of your sleeping spouse's open mouth. What do you do? What do you do, Brian?
I hit the road and never look back.
Brian goes, because you'd be wearing your thing, right?
Oh, no. It doesn't cover my mouth. It just covers my nose.
Oh. Well, what if she wakes up and sees you right there? She goes, oh, shit.
No. Okay. No, she's seen me with that thing for the last 20, whatever years, however many years I've had it.
Yeah. I shake her awake. I'd push her awake. She would want me to. I'd have to.
Yeah, but the first thing she's going to do when you wake her up is go, hey, what are you doing?
Hey, what's
swallow
this?
The spider.
Right, but if you push her away and like smack at it the other direction, I think there's a way to do it. And at first she's going to be mad because she thinks I'm punching her in the night or something. But I think I'd have to do that. I mean, if I let it just crawl in, she'd be really pissed at me.
Would you consider the don't touch his bunny bone, basically trying to extract the spider out of her mouth without her waking up?
Ooh, may I play? The lady said all this stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe I could just go, kind of like whack at it and try to just move it out, maybe. But if it's
could you blow it out of her mouth? Like,
I don't know.
Just like a real quick, sharp breath of air.
Is there a way to just reset our whole life
this
after
is
this?
Such a horrible question. Yeah. Who? I'm unfollowing whoever sent this.
This is Scott Lees again. He did it. I know. It's him. It's all him. Mike Haley, what is your least favorite part of doing TMS? I don't think I have one.
Taffy. It's definitely the taffy.
Yeah, the taffy is
my favorite part.
Me, it's only been those moments where we had bad food to test. Oh, no, I know what it is. I hate when connection stuff rears its head.
Oh, that's it. Skype. Skype is our least favorite part of doing TMS.
Yeah, the things that keep us from doing TMS are the things I least like.
Right. So
that seems like maybe a bit of a cheat, but there you go.
Whatever. No, it's the saying goodbye at the end of every show is our least favorite part.
There you go. Scott Lees asks another question. We'll let him have one more since you've been banished him. You've banished him for a spider question.
Banished.
He said, most feared, hurricane, volcano, earthquake, or dog farts?
All right, what are those again?
Hurricane, volcano. Earthquake, or dog fart?
For me, in landlocked Colorado, earthquake would probably be the worst because I work in the basement. I have all this stuff above me that will come down on top of me if there's an earthquake. So yep,
totally with you.
Yeah.
And we're right on the Wasatch Fault, which is a huge fault that's, you know, for hundreds of years expected to go anytime.
Oh, geez.
So I don't know how true that is today, but that's what I've always been told. So anyway, we get occasional quakes here. We had one in southern Utah last week. So it happens. We're not necessarily right on the fault where I'm at, but a bad earthquake would basically seal me in here. Yeah, I'd be screwed, Brian. Like you, like you'd be hosed. I have some weight-bearing or load-bearing walls over there, but I don't know if it's enough given the magnitude of the kind of quake you'd get.
I'd feel better if my standing desk was up, because then I could crawl under my standing desk a lot easier than I could at my sitting desk.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'm also a little freaked out by volcanoes, only because, like, in my mind, I picture the lava so slow that I would just finally run out of a place to run, and it would just slowly creep up me and burn me slowly.
You've been playing too much WoW. Yeah. It's like, oh no, the floor. Oh no, another part of the floor is gone.
That's exactly how it would feel.
It's that dude we did last night. Shadow of Argus. No, not Shadow of Argus. Whatever it is, it's the
Avatar guy.
The Avatar of Argus or Avatar of somebody.
That's a fun fight. I like that fight.
That is. I like that. It's a two very different fights.
It reminds me of the old TOC thing where you fall through the stadium and then you got to fight Nubarak down there. Yeah. A lot like that.
Oh, I forgot about Tournament Champions. That was fun.
Yeah, I like TOC. Low ED. Oh, she says, what is your favorite part of doing TMS?
Oh,
that's even harder. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like the
top of the show chit chat, especially when it evolves into 18 different tangents that you can't even remember what the original thing was.
I'll sign on that line. I like that too.
Yeah.
And that just happens. We don't plan that. We don't know.
No, not at all.
It just happens.
We have usually like three words in our show notes about something that we need to remind ourselves that we're going to be talking about. And that's what we start with. And it just goes off from there.
Finally, how about this one? Someone made a Jim Rayner, the female dog, Twitter account. That's hilarious.
Well, it's only fair since Inara has her own Twitter account.
Yeah, but I didn't do this one. Anyway, it says, do you ever wonder what I'm barking at outside? Yeah, I do.
Isn't that the first tweet?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's the first. Let's see. I can find out real quick. No, there's two tweets. No, I'm sorry, seven tweets, but they're only showing two. Why? Why would that? Oh, tweets and replies.
Maybe they're replies. Yeah.
Here it is. Back on September 16th, I heard this Twitter thing was a thing to do. Must find my servant, Scott Johnson.
Servant?
Yeah. Nice. I better follow, see what's up.
Yeah, totally.
All right. I'm following it.
Everybody in the chat room is saying dog. Like, that's what she should be tweeting. Dog.
Dog. Dog. Dog. Food. Dog. Food.
That's what she's saying when she's barking, by the way. Dog. Dog. Dog.
Yep. Dog. Food. Dog. Food. That image right there is actually her. That's a cute picture they used.
Intruder. Intruder.
Oh, Rainer. She's such a sweetie.
Aww.
That little thing on her nose, chat room, that you're seeing in that photo, that's her. That's actually, it's just a white piece of fur. She has a weird little, like, bleach spot on her nose she's had since she was a pup. Everyone always thinks there's something on her face, but it's not that. That's it for your Twitter questions. Thank you guys for submitting them. Ask TMS is the hashtag. You can use it all week, but primarily we check them on Thursdays. So chum back then and we'll take a look at them. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. And as always, if you'd like to support this show and keep the fifth episode and new things coming, go to patreon.com/TMS today. All right, Brian. Music not by Jennifer Zhang, but someone else. Who you got?
I have got, did I pronounce that wrong, by the way? Is it Zhang?
I always think it's Zhang, but I could be wrong.
No, I think you're right. I think I pronounced it incorrectly. It is Zhang.
It's a rare day when I get one right. So
no, I know, but you've been there. You know the pronunciation, and I've been doing Zhang, and it's Zhang.
Yeah.
Okay. Zhang. Thank you for clearing that up. Mm. Hey, how about a song going out to Sean? Oh. Sean wrote at the very beginning. Actually, he wrote at the beginning of July. So I apologize for the delay on getting this one, but it was a request for the first of this month. So we're playing it on the last day, the last TMS day of this month. Dear Scotty and the Brian, big week for me. My fiance is visiting. We're meeting with an immigration lawyer, booking our wedding venue, and hopefully being well on our way to making my fiance an official Canadian. All of this is freaking me out. I don't deal well with stress. Hopefully this calming song will help. Otherwise, do what you do every night. Try to take over the world. Signed, Sean.
Oh.
So, Sean, I hope everything went well. And again, I apologize for not getting your request sooner. I think, what was the deal? Oh, yeah. I mean, we didn't do a show for 4 days at the beginning of the month, and that's why I missed it.
Oh, because we had Nerdtacular and all that. Yeah.
All that stuff. So, beginning of September. All right. This, I had to do some searching because the song you requested was Everything's Gonna Be All Right. And it took me a little searching to realize that he's talking about the Bob Marley song, Three Little Birds, which has the very famous lyric in there, Everything's Gonna Be All Right. Cover I'm playing right now is by a Las Vegas punk rock band called Go Bold. So do that. It comes from a tribute called Squid Hat 77, a Las Vegas punk rock tribute to 1977, which is when the original Bob Marley song came out. Here is Go Bold and their cover of Three Little Birds.
Woke up this morning, This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.